We all love saving money at the grocery store, and in this episode, we'll share three ways that you can save. So grab your carts and let's get going.
Welcome to the Wallet Win Podcast. Each week, we take a look at a different piece of the personal finance puzzle. I'm Jonathan Texera.
And I'm Amanda Texera. We're your guides on your journey to getting out of debt, building wealth, and changing the world through generosity.
Here we go.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Last week, I went to the grocery store because we were halfway through a recipe and realized we needed
some oil.
Whoops.
Classic example, you know, you're cooking and, oh, this incredibly critical ingredient.
Mm-hmm. Hard to make fried chicken when you only have a tablespoon of oil left.
Exactly. So we sent Jonathan off to the store, yep, knowing he'd be back just in time for the oil to be needed.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, we went to the store. You got the big jug of oil because we're gonna need it. And there's some other recipes we had coming up. We're probably gonna need some.
Oh, those sweet potato fritters.
Ooh, baby, don't even start. So we're gonna need some oil. So I got that big guy, I think it's a gallon or thereabouts, and it's not even $5. This stuff is cheap.
We're not talking a high price thing.
No. So I'm there at the store with our littlest in the cart, and then I go, you know what? Let's check out that clearance section. I am a deal hound.
You are a deal
hound.
Through
and through.
Love a deal.
And, you know, I don't get all the deals that I see, thankfully.
Mercifully.
Yes. But, hey, if it's a really good one, I'm probably going to get it.
Yeah.
So it's like, all right, let's just, it's one aisle over. We're going to swing around. We'll see what's there. Maybe there'll be something helpful. We're going on this RV trip soon. Maybe some we can throw in there. I don't know. It's looking for an excuse to get a deal, really. We pull up to that section, right? It's like one little piece of the aisle. What do I see?
A gallon jug of oil.
What? This is the exact thing in my cart.
Wow.
But
it was dented.
Like the cap of the where the cap is at the top.
It had gotten pushed,
I don't know,
smushed,
dropped, or I don't know what, but it was smushed
jammed
in a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You could still pour out of it. It was just a little uglier.
It was a scratch and dent.
Exactly. It was a dent for sure. So, yeah, I grabbed that. It was like $1.50 off. So this thing that was like $4.50 is now $3. That's, what is that, 33% savings? Something crazy.
Decent.
Yeah. So I put that in the cart, whip around, put the other one back. Then we go to check out.
Boom.
We get home, I unscrew the cap.
You undented it.
I just put my finger, it would go pop.
Beep.
Boom. You can't even tell.
Nope.
Except for that big old clearance sticker on the side of the bottle.
Mm-hmm.
It was awesome.
Where they just decided to charge you less.
Yep. And so I wouldn't have saved that money if I wouldn't have known about the clearance section.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of other little things
nuances
that you can do in the grocery store to save you some bucks. And we're going to go over three of those today. The first of which, yes, is the clearance section. So let's talk about that a little bit more. This is that part of the store, maybe it's parts of the store, where things are a lot cheaper. So a lot of times, though, for baked goods, that's maybe the most common price reduced section I've seen in grocery stores. Almost everyone has it. Where, right, they bake those cakes, those
day
donuts,
old,
those cookies, those
goods,
breads, whatever it is.
Yeah. They're not,
they're not good indefinitely. So when it's a day or two before the sell-by date or whatever, that
they
bread's
discount.
Getting a little bit hard, they shove it on the price reduced cart, and there it is waiting for you.
An amazing example of this was a few weeks ago, I was at Costco. And I was going down
this is like the Costco version. Yeah, they don't have a cart.
Version.
They just do it right on the
shelf.
They
don't have, they don't have a clearance section. But if you know how to read their
The tag codes.
The tag codes. So it was a night. anything that has an asterisk means they're not getting more of it, and anything that ends in a 97 means that it's the last price, closeout price.
Oh, it's the lowest it's going to get.
Right?
Something like that.
Okay, I thought that you had told me that.
There's 97 means something, 99 means something, and I think there's another one too.
Okay, I probably screwed it all up because I screw stuff up like that.
You'll notice everything ends the same, except for some things. There's something there when you see that.
We'll have to
I think the 97 is
a
special.
A separate podcast episode on just the Costco pricing.
Codes.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
But you were at Costco.
Anyway, I'm there. And I typically do not buy gluten-free bread because it's expensive and it's not that good. But the kind they carry at Costco is probably
pretty good.
It's definitely, as far as gluten-free breads go, it's a contender.
I mean, also the Walmart store brand.
It's the same bread that they
well,
have. Exactly.
Made by the same company.
It's not Udi's. Ugh. Udi's is disgusting. Don't even get me started. It's so dry. Ugh. Anyway, I go down the aisle, and usually it's $6.90-something or $7.98. I forget. It's $6 or $7 to get two tiny loaves. But, hey, you got gluten-free bread, so usually you're not complaining. But I typically don't buy it because I just make my own or I have other workarounds. Well, I notice that it's 99 cents for the two-pack because the sell-by date was only 3 days later.
Bingo, bingo.
But everybody knows you're supposed to refrigerate or freeze gluten-free bread. So I'm taking it home, and once you open it, you have to chill it or else it'll go bad.
Yeah.
So I bought, I think, six.
Something.
I spent $6, and I got, probably for me, a year's worth of gluten-free
bread.
Bread
in our freezer for nothing.
For almost nothing, yeah. So shopping that clearance really did pay off and got the savings.
Yeah, so things end up in the clearance for a number of reasons. And a lot of times in a grocery store, they get put together. So at Costco, they just keep it where it is and reduce the price. In a normal store, all those baked goods are on a cart somewhere, maybe in the bakery. A lot of times
end
it's
cap.
In the dairy section for some reason.
Yeah, that is true.
Or in some stores, it's location by location on where this is and how much they do.
Or it's a specific
it's a little
colored
nook.
Sticker.
It's a little nook somewhere at the Walmart neighborhood market where I got that oil. It's like this 4 foot wide section in the middle of the snack aisle. It's so weird. And then there's another one on an end cap for the bakery stuff later.
Interesting. So you just gotta
know
peruse,
where it is,
peek around.
And so things end up there because, yeah, that sell-by date is coming up. And if they don't sell it by then, they can't sell it. And they've just lost all the money.
Right.
So even if they're selling
including
it below their
pay.
Cost, at least they're
getting
something
back.
For it instead of absolutely nothing. So it could be because it's Best Buy is coming up. Or its sell-by is coming up. It could be it's a little dented, a little scratched. There's a rip in the box.
Mm-hmm.
There's the cap has a crack on it or something like that.
Yep.
So that could be a reason why everything else is perfectly fine.
Surplus inventory.
They could just have a bunch of them.
Mm-hmm.
You see this a lot, and this is kind of, or they just ordered way too many. They didn't sell, so they're kind of okay. We don't want to have to wait till it's like a day away from us throwing it out. We know we need to move these things.
Yes.
We'll put them on sale.
We did see them use this strategy often in times of COVID this last year.
Hmm.
A lot of holidays or things, and I think it was around candy.
Oh, the holiday. Well, holidays
candy
are always it because that candy's perfectly fine. But who needs Halloween candy November 1st? The market for chocolates in a heart-shaped box dries up February 15th. And so in some ways, like, it's just the market just isn't there anymore. So the demand is so low, they need to bring that price down to meet it. So you see that, like, the seasonal need, it just isn't there. That's why there was a shopping cart full of candy corn at that Walmart neighborhood market for weeks.
Well,
with an ever-declining price on it.
Exactly. And I mean, because there just wasn't the same demand for Halloween candy at a higher level this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that one was a little more pronounced.
It really took a tank.
Yeah.
As
so you'll see that. So there's all different reasons why things in there, but it's always in great condition. It's always fine.
But if there's a clearance item, then destroyed condition. I mean, I've seen there that
was
every
that
now and
one
again,
I did find
where they try to pass something off as appropriately
this was years
clearanced,
ago,
but it's not.
An ice cream got like smushed in on the side. It had pushed the cap up. You could see the ice cream.
It was exposed.
It still had clearance sticker.
They
on
should
it.
Not be
that
selling.
Must have happened
it.
Before. They put or after they put the sticker.
You'd
on.
Hope because you can't sell.
You can't sell that
like an open bag
that's
of Doritos
crazy.
That got
has
no.
two bites out of it. Anyway,
you can't do that. Don't do that.
Anyway, so there, you have to look out for those. But what you really need to look out for, and why the clearance section can be dangerous, is getting stuff you don't need.
This is where
the deal hound
the
gets
deal hound.
Suckered in.
You've bought a few things that. We just flat out never used or liked because they were a deal.
Mm-hmm. I'm much more likely to buy something because it's a great deal.
Right.
But there's some things that we just use anyway, so that's fine.
Exactly.
It works
and that
out.
Works out.
And but the oil
that's
was
how
like,
you've learned to be cautionary of yourself.
That oil was the perfect happening ever because it was the exact thing I went to the store for.
Exactly.
And it happened to be on
and
clearance.
I don't think you came home with anything else.
I don't think so.
No.
It was awesome.
So that, but that's something you've had to learn about yourself,
yep.
is that the deal hound has to have a leash on him.
Yes, he does. You also need to think about what's the price here. You know, like buying up all that gluten-free bread, but you need a place to store it. I mean, we need to put it in the freezer. Do we have room in the freezer? Because there can become costs there associated with right. stocking up with a great deal.
Let's get to that next point, though.
Baby.
I want to talk about this.
This is a good one.
This is a big savings, yep. but also comes with a little caveat. We'll talk mm-hmm. about it in a second. But unit price.
Yes.
The price per unit. You've mm-hmm. heard us talk about this before on the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
We are always looking at that cost per unit.
And it can vary, right? Depending, a lot of times it's going to be
per pound,
cost per ounce.
Per ounce.
That's what you're going to see a lot. And you see this when you're at the grocery store. You'll see the price tag on the shelf. Of course, the big price is how much that jar of pickles is or whatever it is.
Yes.
But then there'll be some smaller print on there that'll give you the unit price per ounce. So that pound of pickles, I'm going to make it really expensive so the math is easier. That 1 pound jar of pickles is $16. That means it's $1 per ounce.
Mm-hmm.
You would never find pickles for that much. But that's the idea there. Now, it can get tricky because for some reason, sometimes one package is in price per ounce. The one next to it is price per pound, even though they're like almost the same size. Anyway, you got to do some math
right.
sometimes. But it's really helpful because, yeah, of course, the big jar of pickles is more expensive than the little jar.
But you're getting a better deal.
It's way cheaper. No, it's not going to be per pickle, but per ounce of pickles.
Now, this is the idea behind stores like Costco or
sure.
Sam's Club or
mm-hmm.
BJ's.
Yes.
Because they can sell volume.
Mm-hmm.
And because they're selling at volume, they bought a huge volume.
Yes.
And were able to drive the cost per goods down.
Mm-hmm.
And then they are now able to pass that savings along to you
sure.
more generously and easily than a regular grocery store who's buying things at a smaller per unit price to
yeah,
begin with.
Right. Everyone there from the grower to the manufacturer to that retail store at the end is happier or more willing to accept a lower like per pound profit because they're selling more pounds
they're
when you buy the big
scale.
Guy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So you got to look for it. Now, most of the time, this means that the bigger box of cereal, the bigger jar of pickles, whatever it is going to be the cheaper per unit.
But not
always.
Always.
No.
Actually, it was just last week. I mean, usually it would make sense that that would be it.
Mm-hmm.
The more you buy, the more you save. But then every now and again,
weirdos
every happen. Now and again, this is why you just have to pay attention. You'll mm-hmm. find something that defies all odds. And the smaller you buy, the more the savings.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I cannot for the life
of
me.
We're looking at it. We're going,
wait
a second.
What it was.
Let's just get two of those instead of that one big one.
Two of the smaller ended up giving mm-hmm. us the same amount as the bigger, but then cost less.
Mm-hmm.
sometimes it could be a glitch in the system.
Yep.
Sometimes it might be that going back to that surplus situation.
Mm.
They just had a ton of that smaller unit
mm-hmm.
version that didn't sell.
Yep.
And they just have got to get it moving.
Move them. Mm-hmm.
And that bigger one is moving just yep. fine.
So look at the unit price. It's not always the biggest one. A lot of times it is, but you should double check. Now, again, there are a couple things to keep in mind here. You do have to think about the space.
Yep.
If you buy the giant package of everything, well, you're going to have a lot of stuff in your pantry.
Yeah.
You make sure you got some room for
and
it.
And if it's stuffed full anyway,
mm-hmm.
you're going to have to clear it out. Or now stuff's going to be just living on your countertops. And if you're okay with that, all right, I'm not.
Yep.
Or can't
you
have
might,
clutter
you
on
might
my countertops.
End up finding yourself in the position of the store with the clearance aisle, with everything getting near their Best Buy date, their expiration date.
Right.
Because you've got so much of it, you might not eat it all mm-hmm. before it goes bad.
Exactly.
All right. So we talked about the clearance section, the unit price, and we will be right back with an interesting tip for saving money at the grocery store that I think maybe not a lot of people realize is the case. We'll be right back with that awesome tip. This episode is brought to you by Holo, the Catholic meditation app. And you know what? Sometimes I like to have a snack.
So do I.
Little Doritos, little popcorn, little salami and cheese.
We don't eat those snacks that often.
But it...
But when we do.
It tides you over to the next meal.
They're delicious.
A little something-something for
and
you.
And sometimes you need a little bit of a spiritual snack.
Yeah, do you know where I could get some?
Well, inside Holo, there is a section called Quick Break.
Ooh.
And, you know, sometimes during the day, you just need to recalibrate. You feel tensions rising. You feel your peace decreasing. And your frustration begins to build. If you could just take 1 or 2 minutes to remind yourself of who you were created to be and of God's love for you, it could be all the difference in making it through that day.
Mm-hmm. Instead of running to the pantry to stuff your mouth full of Doritos, which is not something I've done the last few days, you could instead
turn on a quick break, listen to a St. Teresa of Avila 1 minute long reflection, and remind yourself of who you are.
Give me a break. Give me a break. Get a nice quick break in the Holo app.
Interesting.
You can get your extended 30-day long free trial of all the extended bonus plus features of Holo. You can get it for free at holo.com/walletwin or by clicking the link in the show notes. That's Holo, HALLOW.com/walletwin, or just click the link in the show notes. We are back and we are talking about saving money at the grocery store. Who doesn't love that?
Well, also, who doesn't need that?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like this last year, people have written to us, DM'd us about the ever-rising cost of groceries. Not only did the pandemic kind of cause certain things to go up in price, but emotional eating, bored eating, at-home eating was also skyrocketing as well. So groceries have become this ever-expanding category in a lot of homes' budgets, and they want to put the cap on it.
Yep.
So they want to get some savings back.
We talked about how the clearance section can be your friend, how checking the unit price, make sure that you are paying the least amount for the things that you are getting. And now here's an interesting one. I mean, all this goes into kind of this psychology tricks that there's so
marketing
much going on at the
sales.
Store
yes.
with marketing that we are not even going to get into right now. But one of the little tricks that they do
yes.
is how they present the prices of things, especially when they are on sale.
So 5 for $10.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you get 5 for $10, like yogurt. You'll see that's on yogurt so often
yes.
is priced by the 10. They do that because a lot of people probably eat yogurt almost every day.
They also want
to
sell you.
So they're
10
trying to push you.
Time.
Hey, you need a lot of these anyway. You should probably get 10 of them. Don't buy a week's worth. Buy 10 of them. Or you need 2 weeks worth, but you should buy 20. Don't get 14. Get 20. So they're trying to push as much on you as you can.
They're trying to get, more per transaction.
Or it's going to be 7 for $3.50 or who knows what. So they're 50 cents each. That means they are 50 cents each.
In the computer.
Yes.
It's going to register as 50 cents each.
If they're normally 75 cents for each one, it's going to take off a quarter for each one. You buy one, it's going to say 75 minus 25, 50.
So if you know you're going to eat 7 yogurts that week.
Just buy 7 yogurts.
Buy 7 yogurts. And you're still going to be getting the 5 for 10.
You're still going to get the price. This is probably 99% of the time. When you see stuff priced like that, two for $3, that's $1.50 each. You only need to buy one if you only need one.
Right, but the way they play the numbers gets your brain thinking you've got to buy 2, you got to buy 5,
you got to buy 10.
5, exactly.
Yep. Now some there will be some deals like this. I'd say one probably most people are going to run into, especially you'll see it at Kroger run stores, is the like buy 5 from this group of things, get $5 off your bill.
So you do have
to. So that's a different type of promotion.
Yes.
Where you do need to hit that number.
Same idea, though. They're trying to get you to buy more items.
But when you see it as this item is this many for this price, almost all the time, it's going to mean it's just, you just divide it and that's how much it is, right? 5 for 10 is going to be 50 cents each. So only get what you need. You don't need to order. You don't need to buy in groups of 10 or in groups of 5. You buy in groups of however many you need.
That's huge, and then you're not overspending. Yes.
Right? You're not, because if you're not careful, then you could end up paying double, right? Because you bought, I got 10 yogurts. I wanted one bag of chips, but I bought 2 bags of chips. You know? So they just boop, boop, boop. They're trying to move you up on how much you're buying when you're at the store. So remember, and it seems silly. Like, the way to save money at the store is buy only what you need. But they're working. And some
they're
sales
trying to
are
trick
great,
your brain.
Right? Saving some money is great, but they are giving you sales so they can make more money. Especially when they want to get you to the store with their sales.
They're drawing you in.
So yeah, and then you're gonna buy all the other stuff that's not on sale, and then they want to bump you up on how much you're buying,
exactly.
Even of the sales stuff.
So they know that the average price per cart is X, and their sole goal of running these promotions and trends and sales is to get that number up just a little bit.
Everything in the store is this. So why wouldn't the sales? I mean, even the tempo of the music playing on the speakers is designed to get you to spend more.
Yes. So you have to be careful.
You need to be careful.
This is why shopping on your computer is probably the safest thing you could ever do these days.
So just that's the third idea is you choose how many to buy. So we talked about these three great ways to save at the grocery store to cut down that food spending, because yes, it can get out of control. It can be big. A lot of households, it's one of the biggest categories of spending after the mortgage or the rent. So we want to help you get that down. And yes, with this episode, but even with more, a lot of some of them were pulled from our $400 food spending slasher guide, which is designed, it's dozens of ideas that are designed to help you save $400 or more over just the course of a couple months. And a lot of these savings just keep going.
And they don't
apply
just to the grocery store.
Nope.
It's the grocery store. It's at home. It's at restaurants. So it's truly that food spending, the combination of that in your budget, this is where that savings is going to be felt.
Yeah, and that's $400 food spending slasher guide is part of the Waltwin Food and Grocery Bundle at waltwin.com/food bundle. There's also some videos, some expert interviews, some resources on how you can partner with farmers to save big, how you can start a garden. We interviewed this like master gardener guy. That one was awesome. We've got freezer meal planning. We interviews with Beth of Budget Bites, Trisha of Once a Month Meals. All of that's in there, and you can grab it at waltwin.com/food bundle.
Head on over there and get your savings back in your pockets today.
Until next time.
Bye for now.
Thanks for joining us today. You can learn more about this show and the Waltwin program at waltwin.com.
Music in this episode is from Dylan Gardner. Listen to his new album, Almost Real, on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your music. See you next week.